All right, we know some people like waking up gently. Maybe it's a cup of herbal tea. Maybe it's the soothing sound of public radio, like that music you just heard. Other people, though, prefer to wake up to this. These are sounds from a sober sunrise rave that is called Morning Gloryville. It's held on Wednesday mornings at a warehouse in East London. It started there just over a year ago, and now it has gone global. NPR's Ari Shapiro recently started his day at the original party.
So this is the start of Morning Gloryville. It's just about 6:30, the sun is coming up, and already there's a line of people who were probably asleep about an hour ago, but right now they're wearing fluorescent neon-colored tights and headbands and leggings and sunglasses. They look like they're ready for a party.
Hi, I'm Natasha Letton.
Do you go to raves typically?
Not at 6:30 in the morning, normally, but I like that everyone's in a really good mood. It's not the kind of sticky alcohol everywhere in a club, dance floor, with guys trying to come and grind up on you, which is what normally happens in raves.
After this, do you have a 9-to-5 job that you go to?
Unfortunately, living the Dolly Parton dream. Don't tell them, I'm not meant to be dancing at 6:30 in the morning. I'm a communications manager.
In a typical club, you arrive at some point of the evening and work your way towards more drinks, towards a late night, towards crazy wild abandon. Here, people are working their way towards the 9 a.m. workday, and yet the dance floor looks like a rave. People are sober, having just woken up, rocking out.
We've actually had a problem here with people crawling under the bar to come and hug me while I'm making smoothies.
Mina Miller blends smoothies here. She's the closest thing this party has to a bartender, along with Peter Duggan, who brews espresso drinks. He's been here from the beginning just over a year ago.
Well, I didn't think it would work. When the first few months, we were like, oh yeah, it's over.
And now it's in what, like a dozen or so cities around the world?
Yeah, right, yeah. And it just seems to be getting busier and bigger every month.
The woman who started this phenomenon is an exuberant 28-year-old named Sam Moyo.
What Morning Gloryville's been doing is making happiness and being joyful cool.
Moyo says she used to love clubbing. She had a club kid nickname that's not appropriate for public radio.
It was absolutely amazing. I'd be partying for days on end. To be honest, on a mental and emotional level, it wasn't doing me that good. But I did have the time of my life.
She and her friends created Morning Gloryville to try to capture the joy of clubbing without the messiness. These parties have now popped up in Bangalore, India, and Sydney, Australia. In the U.S., it's taken root in New York and San Francisco. The sunlight is now streaming into the packed and sweaty room. The DJ at the front has cranked up the music all the way. There are dancers on stage prancing around wearing unicorn horns and fairy wings. Without the booze, people can even bring their kids to this party. Tyler Wagner is wearing a red, sparkly cape. His 6-year-old and 3-year-old wear headphones to protect their ears.
I'm a satellite engineer, and I love taking the kids to events like this because this lets them enjoy their fun artistic side. They get plenty of their engineering science side from science at home with dad and mom. So this lets them get out and dance and have a good time.
Okay, we've done plenty of interviews. The music is still pounding. The dance floor is packed. Enough of the reporting. Let's go join the party. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.